Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time, welcome back. The Rhodes Forum has convened each year since 2002, in which it gathers between 300 and 600 participants annually from over 70 countries. Throughout its history, this forum has had a hallmark of a pioneering spirit, inclusiveness and moral resilience of participants who tackle problems around the world. And the Rhodes Forum opened today with a strong African presence, headlining a diverse array of high-profile speakers to discuss and seek practical solutions to major global challenges being faced today. Former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan addressed the opening ceremony alongside Oxford University Professor of Globalization and Development Ian Golden, whom we know as a former advisor to Nelson Mandela. Online is Grigory Levchenko, Director of the Dialogue of Civilization Research Institute. Mr. Levchenko, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling me. One small remark, I'm a member of the executive board, but I'm not a director. I'm heading the Moscow branch of the Dialogue of Civilization Research Institute, but never mind.
All right, I promoted you. I gave you a nice high position. Okay, no problem.
Thank you very much.
Let's have a look at the Rhodes Forum. Former President Goodluck Jonathan talking a bit earlier. What was the gist of his message to the forum?
This is a very good question, because you really have such a public figure, such a thinker, like President Jonathan speaking. It is probably not my assignment to tell in a few words what was said was him, but what actually was heard by the dialogue community is the message of peace and reconciliation. And what was also very important that this message came from a person who through all his life and career served to his country, to his continent, and actually had both expertise and the right to tell about it. We were very, very honored to have President Goodluck Jonathan and President Diakounde Traoré of Mali visiting Rhodes Forum this year. Of course, it gave a certain African focus to the whole event, but as you rightly mentioned in the beginning, this year, anniversary Rhodes Forum is dedicated to the multipolarity in regional and global developments. That means that many power poles, including developing power poles and developed power poles, are present here. And we have people from almost every continent, have media from almost every continent taking part in the forum and delivering their message of peace and reconciliation.
So certainly, the forum certainly has a very, very wide footprint. I see part of the title is Imagining Possible Futures. Have any of the speakers been talking actually about the future, how we see ourselves going forward, rather than looking at what problems we have right now?
This is a very good question. Thank you. You exactly see the difference with other forums of previous years. This year, when we were preparing the Rhodes Forum, we spoke with distinguished speakers, including the open panelists, asking them to elaborate on their vision of how the world will look in the future, in the coming 5 to 10 years, in various aspects of human performance, including economy, politics, and social science. This is why we had a really truly insightful speeches by those distinguished speakers that I already mentioned, but also by Prime Minister of France, Dominique de Villepin, who had a brainstorming and a very inspiring speech which gave, in a nutshell, an overview of how the conflict map, a potential conflict map of the Earth looks like. actually naming all the hotspots and all potential spots like Iran, potential tension between Iran and the U.S., potential tensions across Europe, of course, Ukraine, and so on. So he was very precise, and he was really, really insightful. Then, speaking about economy, we had a brilliant speaker from Russia, a very successful Russian businesswoman, Natalia Kaspersky, who gave her insight into digital, the future of digital economy, both benefits and the potential risks of digitalizing economies. And, you know, it's always concerns the government policies, and so on and so forth. So all the messages, all the speakers were delivering the message looking into the future. And this was really, really, truly inspiring. Speaking of distinguished Professor Ian Gold, former president of World Bank and advisor to President Mandela, his speech was one of the most inspiring as well. He was speaking about the future of artificial intelligence and robotization, and how it actually will shape the economy in various parts of the globe. Well, some numbers he was talking about, they were really, really impressive for how many people will be deprived of job due to their jobs due to robotization. But, you know, the forum is always about discussion. There is no one single opinion. I can say and attest that this is one of the very, very few, or probably one, the top global forum, which actually is not based on ideology. We have people of various various views. We have people of liberal views. We have people of conservative views. There is no ideology as entry ticket. This is why more and more independent thinking, reputable people want to talk, to expose and to tell what they think at the World's Forum, because they know that the culture of dialogue, mutual understanding, and respect, mutual respect, this is very important. This is very important for them to introduce their opinions.
And of course, I mean, this is it's just very important, full stop, whether it's a global or national, because I'm sure you'll agree with me, preaching to the choir here, we do need these forums where people can speak freely, and I think what's most important, where ideas can be allowed to take fruit.
That's true. You're absolutely right. This year we progressed in comparison to previous years. We introduced some practical-based sessions. For example, tomorrow we will have, for the first time, we'll launch a Leaders Club Summit. This is an event for dedicated experts, first of all former heads of states, acting members of governments, all people who have the insight, the expertise, who can invest their experience in helping shape the agenda, which then will be channeled to the United Nations, to parliaments, national governments and parliaments, in order to be embodied in practical resolutions or practical laws. So, for example, one of the pending questions is how to help the governments to shape the legal framework of the digital economy, which is actually impending, and how to help governments to maintain stability, how to help governments to maintain social contracts, because the society changes more quickly than the governments. It just sometimes cannot keep the pace. This is, this is a fault line where conflicts arise. And this is exactly the role of civic institutes, non-governmental institutes, that is crucial here. It is ever growing. And one of the particular points that is discussed during this Rhodes Forum is what is the mechanism, how to build and to multiply those civic institutes or civic councils that would be dedicated to helping resolve special problem. For example, you know that presidents of Russia and France, Putin and Macron, they established a Trianon dialogue several months ago during their meeting in Versailles. This is a civic council which has consultative status before to heads of states, but it's independent from the state. This is one of the examples. But of course, we understand that we need such a council between Russia and the United States. It would really, really be helpful. And in some other places, we see how China and India, they also have some fault lines in their relations. And I think, I truly believe, and the Rhodes Forum, people believe that the role of the non-governmental civil councils has and will grow in order to help bridge these fault lines, sometimes traditional diplomacy cannot work to 100% of their efficiency.
And I think everybody would say hear to that, Mr. Grigory Levchenko, executive of the Corporate Communications Dialogue of Civilization Research Institute, of course, talking to us about the Rhodes Forum that opened today, a completely neutral platform that tackles world issues. Grigory Levchenko, thanks for chatting to us, and do enjoy the rest of the forum.
Thank you very much. I will see you a healthy week and a wealthy year.
Thank you very much.
To you and all of the listeners.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.